It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. This is episode 454 of the NYYST podcast. We're presented by NYY Underground. I am your host, Christian, and I'm with my co-host, Sem.
What's up?
What's up and out are the Bulls at Yankee Stadium. We're minutes past the Yankees completing a three-game opening series sweep of the Brewers after they took care of business on opening day. They demolished the Brewers to the tune of 20-9 on Saturday, and then just a few moments ago wrapped up a 12-3 victory. They hit a franchise record 9 home runs on Saturday. We were there as part of NYYU Day. It's one of the most one of the crazier experiences I've ever had being at a baseball game and just watching the Yankees just demolish pitch after pitch. And then today, more of the same as Aaron Judge after the Yankees fall in a 1-0 hole, just does what he does. And the Yankees really never looked back from there. And then Ben Rice added a one in to the second deck a little bit later on in the game. And then Jazz Chisholm, which we're going to talk about a lot here today, did what you need to do when teams are not going to pitch to Aaron Judge. He hit 2 home runs today. This opening week has gone as well as the Yankees could have hoped for. 3 wins, and this offense looks like they might be as good as I hoped that they would be.
Cheaters. They're all cheaters. Every last one of them.
Well, I'm glad that's how you started the show, but before we get into the torpedo bat controversy, and we're only on audio this week, so you can't see the air quotes here. We'll just say this. Please like and subscribe to NYY Underground on YouTube. We had a great day out at the Audi Club as part of NYYU Day on Saturday. So like and subscribe there. And since you're listening to us on your favorite podcast platform, please make sure you are subscribed, because the last 2 episodes have been audio only. We don't want you to miss anything. Pete's still in New York enjoying a little break from just the grind of working at home. But they did have game season for the game today. So he won't be back for a couple days. So we're not sure when we'll be back on NYYU. And we're not sure when our next episode will be. So if you're subscribed, you will not miss anything. That's why I've been trying to hammer this home the last couple of shows. Please make sure you are subscribed on your favorite podcast platform. And tell everybody, NYYST is the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. I guess we can start with Saturday. That was just bananas. I don't know.
Bonkers.
I don't know if there's a better word in the English language for it. Goldschmidt led off the game with a home run, first pitch. And then, you know, you're still kind of coming down from that. And the next thing I know, Bellies hit a home run. And the guy behind me asked me if that was on the next pitch. And I honestly didn't even realize that he hit it out on the very next pitch. And then Judge hits one out on the very next pitch. So not only did you start the game off on back-to-back-to-back home runs, the Yankees did that on three consecutive pitches. They hit back-to-back-to-back home runs. Later in the inning, you had Austin Wells hit a home run. So the Yankees hit four home runs in the first inning off their old pal, Nestor Cortez. Judge hits a grand slam. You got home runs from Jazz and Volpe. Oswald Peraza breaks the record late in the game. I mean, I've just never truly experienced something like that. And I remember last year against the Rockies when Soto, Judge, and Stan went back-to-back-to-back and how insane that was. I've never actually witnessed it on three consecutive pitches. And it might have even really been a much bigger moment in my mind had I not realized it at that point. I honestly... You know, going around high-fiving everybody. I thought I missed a pitch in between Goldschmidt and Bellinger hitting a home run.
Yeah, I remember you asked me, and then I was like, no, it was three pitches. That was wild. That was so cool. It was exciting. It was bonkers. I remember I told you the one time I never saw an Aaron Judge home run at one point, and then we've been to how many games, and yesterday alone I saw three. It's pretty wild to see something like that. I've been to two games already, and I've seen 11 Yankee home runs in person, and that's just insane. We were coming into the season, and it's going to be boring baseball, and you know, we're three games in, and it's been anything but. You know, I don't want to jump the gun. Hopefully, they could put half this together for the rest of the season and it'd still be amazing baseball to watch. So, I mean, that was crazy. The atmosphere we were in was crazy. I mean, I wish we were outside so we could have heard the fans a little bit more, but it was still loud inside there. That was just insane. I mean, I think that there's probably people that have been going to Yankee games for 50, 60 years and never seen anything so exciting.
Yeah, and... I know a lot of people are always going to the memes with the drop ball and what he did in the postseason, but you know what, man? We've been watching this guy day in and day out for, this is his 10th year in the major leagues, his ninth, going to be his ninth full season. I just am running out of words at the amazement of watching Aaron Judge play baseball day in and day out. And you know what? Maybe he took those memes personally because he looks like he's ready to just shatter records this year. And I know that it's the Brewers, who are a good team. They won 90-plus games last year, won their division, and they have the similar type expectations this year. But if you remember last year, the Yankees really and Judge really got going in that series late in April against the Brewers when coincidentally they scored 36 runs in those three games and they scored 36 runs in these three games. But, man, you know, and everybody's like, oh, the bad postseason, he hit a .170 or whatever it was in spring. And, you know, again, I've always said that spring training stats don't matter unless they matter, which means that, you know, if you're in a positional battle trying to make a team, spring training stats do matter. When you're Aaron Judge, it doesn't matter what you do in spring. You're Aaron Judge. You're just there to get the work in, knock the rust off. And people were trying to make it seem like he was going to crash out this year. And we should see after he really had a terrible April last year, which he had six home runs going into May last year. He's got four already, and he had 58 last year. That spring training really doesn't matter for a guy like Aaron. It's just about being healthy and getting the work in. And he's come out with a vengeance here, man. And you know what? Is he going to keep this pace up throughout the course of the season? Of course not, but... Are we looking at another MVP special season from Aaron Judge? Yeah, I think we are. Because he you know, he's not a guy that will ever outwardly let things affect him or let you know that they're affecting him or even that he's heard it. But he knows he was mocked for dropping that ball in Game 5. He knows he was mocked for the way he performed in the totality of the postseason last year. He knows that everybody and their mother wants Bobby Witt Jr. to be the MVP this year. And you know what he said throughout the first three games of the season? Stop. I'm Aaron Judge.
Absolutely. He said it. It said it with actions and smacking balls. How long was that one home run?
The first one was 468.
That's insane. He's I don't know. He's you said he's not human. Like, you know, everyone says that, you know, Dominguez is the Martian and all that stuff.
No, he's maybe truly it, from another planet. This guy is truly on it. They need to create a different league for Aaron Judge, really, honestly. And I get it. He's got to win a championship. He's got to do it in October. But we are spoiled watching somebody like this play baseball day in and day out. And if you don't feel that way, then I feel bad for you. I truly do. I'm 41 years old. I'm going to be 42 later this year. I've never witnessed this level of greatness in my lifetime. We will never witness this again. What Aaron Judge does in on a day in and day out basis, we will never witness this again. And you can say, oh, it's only three games. It's not only three games. It's from 2017 on that we've been watching this. The guy, realistically, if it wasn't for terrible voters in 2017 and a wall in 2023, this guy's a four-time MVP. Nobody can argue that.
Absolutely.
And he's already setting the tone that he's going for what really should be his fifth MVP award, third in reality, and back-to-back MVPs. This just doesn't happen. You want to say A-Rod? I'm telling you right now, I never take away from the steroid guys because everybody was doing it, and I still think you have to be great to do what guys like Bonds and A-Rod did. For a right-handed hitter, Aaron Judge is just on a different planet for in my lifetime right now.
Yeah, Aaron Judge is the player that single-handedly got me back into baseball, and I'm in love with the guy. it's so crazy. It's amazing to watch him. He keeps you glued to your television or in your seat, and you're waiting to see what happens. You know, I think, you know, the Brewers obviously just didn't want to pitch to him today after that home run. And, you know, and that's where we talk about the other guys need to step up and all that stuff. But man, Aaron Judge is just like, you cannot compliment him enough. And on top of all that, he's just not arrogant. And he handles the media perfect. He is the perfect athlete. There's nothing about him. There's never any bullshit that you hear. Oh, he did this. He did that. You can't compliment the guy enough. And he's just amazing at clobbering that ball. And every time he hits a ball, everybody in the stadium always stops and they stare because we're always like hanging on to whether it's going to be. And he almost hit a fourth home run yesterday that was off the wall. That was close.
And even when he faced Jake Bowers in the eighth inning, that was not. I mean, if he would have lifted that a little bit, that's out. He hit a screaming line drive to left field. He really didn't miss five home runs by much yesterday.
Yeah, he's sick. It's, you know, so cool.
You know, and Gerrit Cole's my favorite player on the team because it's just something that I identify with him, but because he seems more of like an everyman type of guy. You know, I know it's different. He's an ace level all-star type pitcher, right? But he seems like he's more relatable because he seems like a regular guy. This guy is Aaron Judge is just not he's superhuman. And I'm honestly in awe of this man. Like I told you guys on the way home yesterday that I would be starstruck by two people. It's really three. If I ever ran into him, my jaw would hit the frigging ground.
Like, yeah, I would be lost for words.
He's just on a different level. This guy's a superstar in every sense of the word. He's a great baseball player. He's a great representation of Major League Baseball. He's what you want your star athlete to be. And
he's a role model.
It's just, and you know, we've probably waxed like this about him numerous times on this show, and he deserves every bit of it, man. And just like, you know, when we ripped him for, and I hate, it hurts. Actually, like, there's guys that I can tear into, and I feel nothing. I actually feel pain in the pit of my stomach when I have to rip on Aaron Judge for everything. I almost feel guilty for everything that he's done for me as a fan. And just making it a joy to watch baseball that you have to, you do have to, go after his performance on the field in October. But honestly, man, if he's, again, it's three games. He's not going to hit. I joked yesterday, he's not hitting 80, but there's no doubt in my mind that as long as there's no freak accidents or anything, this is another 50 plus home run MVP season for him.
Yeah. No, he's, it's just repetitive. I got to say, he's just great. It's cool to watch. And yesterday was the perfect day for all that to happen. That was amazing. My phone was blowing up. Everyone's like, are you there? I'm like, yeah, I'm there. This is nuts. And then it's just insane. I mean, people who don't even give a shit about baseball, all of a sudden are giving a shit about baseball. You know, everyone, Juan Soto is a generational talent. Aaron Judge is a generational talent. And we need to stop looking, taking for granted what we already have. You know, the guy took less money and stayed here too, and everything like he is just. We need to be thankful.
My message to Yankee fans is: yes, I get it. I get the World Series last year. Trust me, that's going to haunt me forever. Even if they win this year, it'll haunt me forever. I get it. But let's take this into the context of the literal greatness that we are privileged as Yankee fans to get to watch every day.
Yeah. I mean, dude, he came up. I bought a new couch and all that stuff today, and I was running in my house and I got him on just in time. You know, then I had to sit down to eat, and whatever, he's coming back up, I ran back over. And like everybody else, I mean, yeah, I'm excited to watch it. I have to watch every Judge.
Stop what you're doing and watch the TV.
Absolutely. I mean, Mauricio came back from Chicago, and she walked in to watch his, I think his 60th or his 60th home run last year. It was like, and I remember we all just stood around.
You mean 50, because he didn't hit 60 last year.
Oh, 50. So my apologies.
But nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen.
Eligible patients can access custom formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
No, so it wasn't last year. It was the year before. I'm sorry.
So in 22 when he hit 60?
Yes. So I think it was his 60th home run. She had just got home. It was the end of September, right?
He did it against the Pirates.
Yeah, and she literally just walked in the house, and I looked back at her. We looked at the TV, me, her, and my oldest daughter standing around the TV, and we just watched it. That is a memory I will have ingrained in me forever. Aaron Judge, he's, I don't know. When you watch Yankees and you watch baseball like we do, you know, these people become almost part of your family. And Aaron Judge, like my son, Marisa left, and she went to a silent auction, and she was bidding on, I got it in front of me, it's a Babe Ruth and number 9 in Boston, Ted Williams, what his name is?
Yeah, Ted Williams.
Yeah, it's a thing. She was bidding on that for me and all that stuff. So she comes home, and my son's first words were Volpe and Judge. You know, like they like really play such a huge life, a part of my life. I watch a lot of it, and you know, that's why we get down on these guys so much when, you know, because it hurts you in a way. But Aaron Judge really, like, you don't want anything more out of your player, and I can't wait to watch more of him with my family, watch more of him with fans, other people, just making friends with people at the stadium because you're high fiving because he just did something insane. You know, the guy's fucking amazing.
No, I agree, man. You know, I'm with you 100% on that. But maybe people have to realize this, that this is not going to happen probably ever again in our lifetime. So appreciate it while we can. And you know what? The Major League Baseball is watching what happened to the Brewers today. They decided to walk Aaron Judge. I think it was three times after the first home run. And this is why whoever hits behind Aaron Judge, whether it be Paul Goldschmidt or today Jazz Chisholm, has the weight of the world on their shoulders, because Aaron Judge is the focal point of the Yankee lineup. Aaron Judge is the guy that you can't let beat you. And in the first inning when he does, and then you don't, just really don't give him anything to hit the rest of the game, especially, you know, you're intentionally walking him with nobody on base, which is insane. It's fucking March 30th, and the guy's getting intentional walks with nobody on base. It's just crazy that whoever is behind Aaron Judge has to make the opposing team pay, and that's exactly what Josh Chisholm did today, man. You have to make teams pay for not pitching Aaron Judge, and when Aaron Judge gets walked three times and you hit two home runs behind him, it might start to change the attitude of the opposing manager. So you got to give Jazz a lot of credit for what he did today, because it could have stopped that trend from happening.
Yeah, well, that's what they're there for. And then ultimately, the Judge is elevating them to a different position. They're going to they have to do that. That's the way it has to operate, you know. Judge was coming behind Soto. They paired off very well. And if we could get something even close to that, you know, it's just going to amazing things are going to happen this season. You know, are they going to do this all season? Like you said, no, absolutely not. There's no way that they could keep it up at this pace. This is insane. You know, I think they scored more runs in the first three games than they did like the first month last year. Like, I don't even know. Like, I gotta see how long it took for them to hit 36 runs. How long it took them, and it's just they're clicking on all cylinders, and it's wild to watch. I mean, we're all coming in here like thinking, like, oh, this is gonna suck, boring baseball, whatever, whatnot, and it's just it's going nuts. If they just got to keep going.
I mean, the Aaron Judge factor is a real thing, man. That's, you know, I will never come on here and take anything away from Juan Soto, but it's not a coincidence that he had that season with Aaron Judge behind him.
Absolutely not, no. And I don't think Soto is going to have that same season. If he does, I'd be very surprised. You know, he's also playing a lot of home games we all know Yankee Stadium has a short right field, whatever. He doesn't have that there. I don't see.
Pete Alonso is also an Aaron Judge, so.
Nah, no, not at all. So I'm excited. I'm pumped. I'm sure everybody else is. This could end a few different ways. We could be, you know, satisfied, we could be ecstatic, or we could be heartbroken, you know, because the way that they started off, that means they have the potential and they could do it, you know.
Yeah.
I've kind of felt bad yesterday that it was off Nestor of all the pitchers that it could have been off.
I didn't feel bad about that.
I know you didn't because you don't like him, but, you know, it's still, it almost seemed like Nestor was still on the Yankees and he was helping us win. It's just, it's wild, you know.
Well, they had to send a trainer out there because they had no other explanation for what the hell was going on yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like he started his Yankee career here, his career here at the Yankees, and he pretty much ended it because that's going to be something that sticks with him forever.
You know, and that's just, you know, Nestor was topping at like 90 yesterday. He's throwing junk, and the Yankees really did move Nestor Cortez at the right time. I think they did milk every little bit out of him that they possibly could have, and they got an elite closer for him. So, I mean, you can't really, and even knowing, if you could have made that trade knowing what was going to happen with Cole and Schmidt and Heel, I still make the trade 100 times out of 100.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. So, I mean, Nestor was a gimmicky pitcher to begin with, and then, they put the pitch clock in and you took away half his game. And that's, you know, and then it was just steady down from there. I think the Yankees, I mean, you, with everything that happened, you wish that they almost moved them at the trade deadline last year, but, you know, things might have ended a little bit differently game one. But here we are, and they beat the shit out of them. So.
Well, you know, I don't think it's going to be as easy with Arizona coming in, and they got to face Corbin Burns and Zach Gallen this week. But, no. You know, it's a good start, man. For anybody that was coming in here head down, you know, like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. Hey, guys, this team's going to suck, guys. They gave you exactly what you really needed from this team coming out of the gates here. Although, you know, our two big, you know, pitching acquisitions here weren't exactly stellar. You know, we saw Devin Williams struggle on opening day. We covered that on Thursday. I'm not worried about him, but Max Fried didn't have the greatest Yankee debut. He got knocked out in the fifth. You know, he gave up 6 runs. Only 2 were earned. And again, you know, was he sharp yesterday? No, he wasn't sharp. I'm not going to say that Max Fried, you know, was locating and putting his pitches where he wanted to yesterday. He didn't. He was in a lot of bad counts. But this is something that I really picked up on today when I had the replay of the game on. Because, you know how it is when you're at the game. You're not zoned in like you would be watching at home. Plus, we're in the club. So there's things that you're missing, talking to everybody, blah, 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 right? And this really dawned on me today because the Yankees made 5 errors yesterday. One of them, you know, Fried did make a throwing error. The Yankees have to put their best defensive team out there when Max Fried is on the mound, because even though he gave up some hits yesterday, a lot of it was soft contact. There were 5 errors made behind him. You have to put your best defensive team behind Max Fried because he's a ground ball pitcher. It gives up a lot of soft contact. And you want to make sure those plays are made behind them so we don't see things escalate like they did yesterday. Because if the Yankees don't hit 9 home runs yesterday, they lose yesterday. Because you don't come back from making 5 errors usually in a baseball game unless you do something historic offensively like the Yankees did on Saturday.
Yeah. No, that was that. When we started watching that, you know, I think the wind came out of everyone's sails. We're up 4-0. Then what, they came back to 3 just 1 run underneath us. It was 4-3. And I think everybody, you could feel it in the air. Everybody like. And then, you know, then they pull out what they did, and it's insane. So, yeah, when they have that many errors, you don't expect them to win the game. Watching them today, I think they stepped it up big time. I mean, I think Volpe made that one play right off the bat that was pretty good. Jazz caught a nice fly right at him. Line drive right at him. I mean, so that I feel like they stepped up their defense today. There's obvious holes. They need to not play so sloppy. They can't make those mistakes because every team's not going to give them that opportunity to come back, and or they're not going to be in the, you know, they're not going to be able to put it together and do that, you know, even if they're given the opportunity, you know. So that shit needs to stop, obviously, you know. But
yeah, I'm not worried about Max Fried. You know, people, you know, especially he came on here on a record-breaking contract, and you know, his first outing wasn't so good. I'm not worried about Max Fried in the slightest because he didn't get teed up yesterday. It was just a day he didn't have his location, and if the defense is better behind him, including a play that he messed up himself, he gets into the sixth inning easily. We said only two of the six runs were earned. I'm not worried about Max Fried at all. And even Marcus Stroman today, he really did his job. He gave up three runs in four and two-thirds innings. I watched him. It's kind of more the same with Marcus Stroman. You know, he's just not going to pitch to a lot of contact, and he's not going to be expected to go deep into games. But if I can get this type of performance that the Yankees got out of him today, I take it every time, and I'll rely on my bullpen. Although, you know, it is working out well for the Yankees that they do have an off day, and then they didn't have to use Williams and Weaver today. But with two of the next three starts are being taken by Will Warren and Carlos Carrasco, it starts to now back up the worry of this bullpen here. But so far, so good through these first three games for the Yankees here. There's not much more you can ask for. You got pretty solid pitching. Your bullpen's been dominant, as we kind of expected them to be. And this offense has just performed on a level that no one could have anticipated. And, you know, it's only because they're cheating, right? Everybody knows that the Yankees cheated these last two games. It's just the biggest non-story that there possibly can be right now, because it's not illegal. And I'll give you the first clue. Before any of the additional information that's come out in the past 6 to 12 hours came out, I'll give you the first clue that it's not illegal. Because if the Yankees were cheating or trying to hide something, you think they let Michael Kay get on the Yes Network and talk about it?
Or that they'd have those bats again today?
Well, not even that. That's the first, like, hello, let's wake up here for a second.
Yeah, the Yankees draw attention to it.
Michael Kay is going to draw attention to something the Yankees are trying to hide from Major League Baseball because it's against the rules. They're gonna allow Michael Kay to go on the Yes Network and draw attention to that? Like, let's wake up here for a second.
No. And it's not hideable. Yeah, like, we couldn't see it yesterday because of where we were, but the second you put on your TV today, like, oh, yeah, shit, there they are. It's like, it's right out there, right in your face.
And Aaron Judge has hit four home runs using his bats from last year. So, I mean, you really don't have...
Look, well, he's on steroids. That's what I was reading.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
You know, it's always something.
Well, then the Athletic reached out, or spokesperson from the league office contacted the Athletic. I don't remember what it, but they said bats are not illegal. So there you go. Number two, the league says they're okay. Number three, Cody Bellinger, after the game yesterday, said he experimented with these bats in Chicago last year. Number four, Ryan Jeffers of the Minnesota Twins. Guess what type of bat he was using in the game today? Number five, Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox, said today before their game, we've been playing around with these bats in spring training. But no, it's just the Yankees. Just the Yankees are cheating here.
Cheaters.
I understand it. When a team that's been in existence since 1903 does something that they've never done before, and then there's something just a little bit different about what their hitters are doing, that's going to become a big story. It's going to, you know, and when it's the Yankees, it's cheating. And then you got Trevor McGill out there saying, oh, it's the Yankees, and they'll let it slide. No, dumbass. It's because it's not illegal. That's why they're letting it slide, because there's nothing wrong with it. Maybe take your head out of your ass. You know, you're a major league pitcher. Why don't you be mad at your organization for not trying to get this advantage for your hitters instead of just going out there and running your mouth, you know, like a moron that – the MLB's covering up for the Yankees. Come on now.
It's like being mad at the Dodgers for going out and signing everybody under the sun. They didn't do nothing. Be mad at your team for not doing the same shit.
I've never come on here once and ripped the Dodgers or said the Dodgers are cheating. I wish the Yankees would operate like this, but they don't. The Dodgers are fully within their rights. They're not doing anything illegal. Everything is by the board here. So if they want to take advantage of loopholes and whatever and build championship teams, go right ahead. You're not doing anything wrong. I just have to sit here and deal with it as a fan of a team that's not doing it. So if the Yankees are within the rules, which everybody has said that they were, and three other organizations now we found out have experimented with the same thing, and they're taking advantage of it, don't be mad at the Yankees. Be mad at your teams that they don't have guys from MIT out there designing bats and shifting weights and all this other arithmetic that goes on in science that goes on into figuring this out. Because if this bat shift turns, you know, Jazz into a 35 home run hitter and turns Anthony Volpe into an all-star, that's your problem that the league is going to have to deal with now. Not that, oh, the Yankees are cheating.
I feel like they missed out on like a really, like, why is it called the torpedo bat? Like, why not like the bowling pin?
It's easier to say torpedo than bowling pin.
But it looks like a bowling pin, not a torpedo.
That's what it's being called. And it's cooler. Would you rather have a torpedo or a bowling pin as your weapon? What's more like fearsome? Like, oh, I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to shoot this torpedo at you, or I'm going to hit you with a bowling pin. Like, come on.
I mean, if I beat you with a bowling pin, that's pretty comical.
It's comical, but, you know, no one's going to be scared of a bowling pin.
What was I doing? I was reading something, too, that they said it's got Anthony Volpe's bat speed up.
Yeah, he's swinging the bat harder.
I don't know if that's, like, physics and because they're changing.
I'm sure it's all part of it. I'm sure it's all part of it.
Well, it's crazy. And then after every hit, there was zooming in and showing you where they were hitting the ball, and it's right on that spot. Right there. That's awesome. That's crazy. And they said last year that Volpe was hitting it on the label all the time. So
that's why they shifted the weight down.
They moved the wood. Oh, yeah. How did they just move the wood? They just moved the wood.
So,
losers. I
mean, if this was any other team, I doubt this would be, unless it was the Astros because of their history, I doubt this would be the story that it is today.
Yeah.
And if the Yankees didn't, and honestly, if the Yankees didn't hit 9 home runs yesterday, it probably wouldn't have been a story either.
Can we just say, I want to say to everybody, you need to be aware when you're at the stadium of what's going on. Me and Christian watched somebody catch that 9th home run ball yesterday and then immediately hand it off to a little girl. You just gave away a piece of Yankee history. Now, I commend you, and I would hope that I would do the same thing in a situation like that, but I have no shame in saying if I caught that ball, that little girl could cry for the next 6 years. She's not getting out of my cold, dead fingers.
Well, you would have already bought a game used baseball at that point. You could have just given her that one.
I would have swapped it out. Like, here you go. Go away.
Look, this one's got a fun little sticker on it.
Yeah, no, that guy, I mean, God bless him. He did something really cool. That girl was really, really excited. But I wonder what he said when he got home. I don't know.
I had the replay on, and I saw the Peraza home run, but I didn't catch everything that Kay said. I think he mentioned that maybe they weren't totally aware themselves of what was going on.
So, no, they had to be. Kay was talking about it when I was getting up walking.
I'm saying in the dugout, maybe they didn't.
Oh, maybe. I mean, that was
because we were waiting for security to come. I don't think we ever saw anybody go.
Yeah, nobody went over there. That was pretty wild.
So the Yankees have completed the opening weekend sweep of the Milwaukee Brewers. Like we said, the balls are just were flying out of Yankee Stadium. There are 9 home runs on Saturday, a team record, one shy of the major league record. The Blue Jays did it. I forget what year they hit 10. And then 4 more today. Aaron Judge has got 4 home runs to start the season. Jazz with a pair today after hitting one yesterday. Goldschmidt looks alive, which is good to see. Jason Dominguez, we're still kind of waiting on him getting going, although he was pulled in the top of the 7th for defense, which I don't know, man.
Looks awful.
The Yankees were up 7-3. I don't know if I and he just I think he struck out at the to end the 6th. I don't know if I do it at that point. I also am not arguing with Boone that he did it at that point. He did snow cone a ball hit to him. That single that fell in front of him, which was that the one that knocked out Stroman? I think that was the one that knocked out Stroman.
I think so, yeah. There was two outs, and then I think by police.
Again,
so.
You get caught in the middle. You don't want to, with two outs, you don't want to, honestly, I agree. Paul O'Neill was a professional outfielder, so I'll take his word for it. And plus, I didn't have a problem with it watching it live, is you probably do want to play that in front of you and not get somebody into scoring position with two outs. Obviously, Mark Stroman probably had a problem with it because that cost him a win there. But they were talking on the broadcast is that, you know, you don't want him to make a mistake late to ruin his confidence versus taking him out, ruining his confidence. So I don't know. This is going to be a storyline to watch all year, especially that he hasn't started hitting yet. And I'll say this. The Yankees let Alex Verdugo be the worst hitter in baseball for about 4 months last year. Let this kid get his feet wet up here. He's never had consistent playing time. He played like a handful of games before he had Tommy John surgery in 2023. He had very inconsistent, sporadic playing time last year. Let him play. If you're telling me that the replacement for him is Trent Grisham, let the kid play. Let him get his feet wet, and let's reevaluate this around Memorial Day. Because so far, with him basically giving you nothing, he's walked a few times. The Yankees put up 36 runs. Let the kid get his feet wet.
I mean, I'm all for letting him get his feet wet, but tell me what you think, because when I watch that, he's what, 5'10"?
He's not. Yeah, he's not exactly tall.
But he's running around like he's 7 foot tall. Like he just looks like he's taking his time. It's almost like I'm watching Giancarlo play. I feel like he doesn't, I don't know, and that's what I see when I'm watching it. I feel like he should be moving and, I don't know
left field might not be instinctual for him. So, again, let him get his feet wet. Let him learn this. It has not cost you yet. Don't start freaking out and overreacting to a handful of games. This is what the Yankees do. You know, they pull the plug on these kids too early. Like, you know, I get it. Yesterday, you have a left-handed lineup, a right-handed lineup. So you pull, you know, you took Ben Rice out of the lineup. But, you know, with Jason Dominguez, this is different. This is a kid that's supposed to be a part of your franchise for the next 10 years. This is a kid you want to be a superstar here. This is his year. Let him get the run here. And if he's hitting if he's hitting 170 and playing crappy defense around Memorial Day, then let's have a conversation about it then. But let him get his run right now. Let him get his feet wet. Let him figure out what's going on both at the plate and in left field. I don't think that's too much to ask for, especially if the top of the lineup is going to carry like they've been carrying so far through the first three games.
Nah, if they play the way that they're playing, I don't give a shit if Jason Dominguez never puts it together this year. Let him do it next year at that point, you know, because, you know, he's not going to be the difference maker at that point. But, you know, when other people cool off, we're going to be counting on him to be the person that he's supposed to be, or half of it, you know? And, I mean, it's just, the whole thing with Dominguez is, you know, you've been hearing about it for so long, and it's been shoved down our throats pretty much, and we're all expecting great things from him. And, you know, I think we live in a day and age where we're all pretty used to instant gratification, and, obviously, we're not getting with him right away. I mean, when he first came up, I mean, his first major league at bat was a home run. You know, so
qualified Hall of Famer. So, I mean, the hype, that's what people have to realize. We had the hype with him. And then his first at bat in the major leagues, he hits a home run off of a bona fide first ballot Hall of Famer. So it takes the hype from here to the friggin' moon. So, and everybody just got to realize the kid has not played a lot of baseball in the last 2 years. And now the Yankees are asking him to switch positions. Just they have to, and I'm telling them too, they have to be patient with him. Don't start making moves just because he's gotten off to a slow start here.
That's wild. I didn't even realize it, that wasn't even last season. That was the season before. Time flies. It is crazy because then what, last year he had Tommy John?
And Tommy John in 2023. And then when he was healed from that, he got an oblique strain.
Yup. So what did he really play last year? It wasn't even that many games.
No, I mean, he really didn't play a lot last year. So I'm imploring the fans to be patient, and I'm more imploring the Yankees to be patient. Like I said, let's talk about Jason Dominguez and really evaluate what we need to be doing with him around Memorial Day. Because if the Yankees let us suffer through two 600-plus OPS seasons of Anthony Volpe, we can deal with what Jason Dominguez is doing in left field this year. And, oh, he plays gold. I get what Volpe gives you with the glove. But now you're also asking him to develop as a left fielder, too. Whereas Anthony Volpe, you left him at his natural position. So we have to be patient with Jason Dominguez.
Just give him one of those cheating bats so he could just start mashing already.
Okay, you could do that.
Just get you the cheater bat. But no, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I get it. You know, it's just, like I said, I just don't like, I want to see more pep in his step. But that's just me. It just
he's also
me
very
flashbacks.
Athletic in a way of that. It might look really like that to you, but it's like he's... It's,
no, it looks like
with Robinson,
you know, Crybaby Torres, or
was,
you know,
nonchalant with all that, but he, you know, it was just a very, it was just so smooth for him out there, you know, like it might, I'm saying, I wouldn't, it doesn't look like he's lollygagging out there to me.
No, I don't think he's lollygagging. I just, but it reminds me of Sanchez, and I have Gary Sanchez, I fucking hate him. So, like, when I see things like that, it just, I don't know, it just puts the screws to me.
Like I said, let's just be patient with him right now. He's not cost the team anything. Let the Yankees handle this how they want to handle this, as long as he's in the starting lineup every day. And then we'll talk about it on Memorial Day. You know, speaking, you know, on, you weren't here because you were driving home from the game, but, you know, kind of looking back at what some former Yankees are doing. You know, we talked about Soto and Holmes, and Soto did get his first Met home run on Friday. But, you know, Gleyber Torres got his first Tiger home run the other day, and then it appeared he hurt himself on Friday night. So I haven't heard an update from that. So hopefully Gleyber's not hurt. You know, you don't want to see guys get hurt, but good for him getting off to a nice start there with the Tigers. Rafael Devers, on the other hand, who is not a former Yankee, but a pain in her ass. I'm a third baseman. I won't DH. Then he DHs, and he struck out 10 times in 3 games. Nobody's ever done that to start a major league season. This is one of the top hitters in baseball. So
he's probably pissed off.
I'd be lying if I said the thought of him tanking didn't run through my head at one point, because we literally watched Manny Ramirez do that against Mariano Rivera way back when. He literally put the bat on his shoulders and took 3 pitches right down the middle in the ninth inning of a close game. So
he's going to want. I could see him wanting to force a trade, and then
we need a third baseman.
We need a third baseman.
And you know, I know one person that would mortgage his house to get Rafael Devers on the Yankees.
Who?
Gerrit Cole.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He destroys him. He's the Cole killer. He is. Oh my God. I forgot that. Yeah. I that'd be amazing. I hope it happens. No, not really. That wouldn't be good for baseball.
That type of trade, I can't. You know, if you look at the type of trade the Yankees and Red Sox have made, for them to trade basically their franchise player to the Yankees, I just can't ever imagine it happening. But I'm saying
that's a whole wild thing though. Like, your franchise player, and then he's like, yeah, I'm a third baseman. I mean, we got down on Gleyber for it, you know, but Gleyber wasn't our franchise player. Just their franchise player there, and he's system.
Yeah, he said that and still moved, whereas Gleyber Torres wasn't a franchise player and didn't move. So, I mean, that's what happens when you respect your manager, though.
Yeah.
There's a difference between liking and respecting, and I do think...
Right, but it makes sense. Bregman is 10 times... I mean...
Defensively, like sure, the, yes. He's one of the...
Devers is one of the worst third basemen in the league.
Except for when he plays the Yankees, and he's like Brooks Robinson over there.
Yeah, it's...
But, you know, we don't need to make this show super long or go around the league. Just wanted to touch on a few different things besides the Yankees here. But the Yankees are off to a hot start, 3-0 to start the season, just demolished the Brewers in these last 2 games. Aaron Judge is looking every bit the MVP that he is. And Jazz Chisholm is looking like he's on his own revenge tour this season. And we'll have to see, you know, Max Fried kind of bounce back in his next start. But the Yankees are taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks here these next 3 games after an off day on Monday. All 7:05 starts Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The rotation for the Yankees is as follows: Will Warren, Carlos Rodon, and Cookie Carrasco. And then Corbin Burns is going to be making his Arizona Diamondback debut against the Yankees on Tuesday. So, of course, they saved him for the Yankees, right? But that's all from here, us here so far. Good start to the season for the Yankees. And, it would be a good start to the season for you as our fans. If you can subscribe to the NYYST podcast on your favorite podcast platform, you're listening to us right now. And if you haven't done so already, as soon as Sam says goodbye, click subscribe. This way you do not miss anything. Our last two episodes have been audio only, and they're going to be coming on any given day here. We're going to get a schedule from Pete for NYYU days in the coming days, and then we'll fill it in from there. But if you have subscribed on your favorite podcast platform, you won't miss anything. And tell everybody NYYST is the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. And we met you at NYYU Day yesterday on Saturday. Thank you for coming out, man. It was great meeting everybody. I love every one of yous. The support is fantastic. It's why we keep doing what we're doing. So thank you, and subscribe to NYY Underground on YouTube as well. We want to thank everybody for continued support of the NYYST podcast. And thank you very much for listening to episode 454. Sam, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.